This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Mocker.
A bass baritone is a lazy baritone. He likes to go up to those wonderful notes now and again, but he doesn't like to stay there. A little bit uncomfortable. And we know that we're not supposed to be there, so what's the point?
That's Welsh bass baritone Bryn Terrible.
If you're a bass baritone, you cannot sing the Verdi baritone roles. No way. Don't even think about it. You know, many have fallen into that graveyard. So you have to be very careful with which roles that you actually do sing.
Terrible does have a signature Verdi role. He loves playing the gluttonous, lying womanizer Falstaff. He's been in about 12 productions and is currently getting rave reviews for his Falstaff with the San Francisco Opera. He's also slated to play Sweeney Todd in the spring with Emma Thompson by his side as Mrs. Lovett.
All right, you sir, how about a shave?
Bryn Terrible is a very busy bass baritone, and one that's not afraid to explore other styles of music. On his most recent recording, he teams up with the Mormon Tabernacle Choir.
It was a complete honor to be in front of this iconic choir. And historically, the choir was started by a Welshman, so who took that journey from Liverpool on a ship, and they didn't have anything to do, so they sang. It was an absolute nightmare to think of the repertoire we could sing together, but in the end we've chosen a kind of a historical story of American music, and sometimes crossing that river you need these wonderful stepping stones, and we have pieces like Shenandoah, we have pieces like Homeward Bound, a beautiful song written by Martha Keene, a teacher in Las Vegas. And that, in essence, was the catalyst to the repertoire in itself, this beautiful song.
In the quiet, misty morning, when the moon has gone to bed.
Bryn Terrible welcomes a few guest soloists to join him on this recording, including a versatile Norwegian soprano.
And Sissel Shishkobon has joined me in a couple of duets. One is a beautiful one, of course, At the River. I felt honored just to be able to record this in Salt Lake City itself.
And Terrible recruited mezzo-soprano Tamara Mumford to sing a duet titled Ave Verum Corpus by Welsh composer Carl Jenkins.
Tamara I met at the Metropolitan Opera. She was one of the Rhine Maidens in Das Rheingold. But yes, Carl Jenkins is a prolific writer, and the Ave Verum that he wrote fitted perfectly to Tamara and my voice categories, and I wanted to invite Tamara because she is herself from Salt Lake City as well. So that connection was just perfect.
On Homeward Bound, Bryn Terrible sings an aria from Handel's oratorio Rinaldo for the very first time.
This is something in my career that I wish I would have done more often while singing Mozart, because there were some wonderful pieces written for the Handelian bass baritone, but sadly it never occurred to me that maybe I should be singing more Handel, because it's great for the voice. It's like a good oil change for that engine.
Bryn Terrible was pretty revved up about making this recording, in part from his elevated sugar levels.
But you know what? When you go to Salt Lake City, you know, the musical welcome is second to none. The love there is like a wonderful embrace. They want the best for you, and whilst you're there, they are supportive of you. And so if they make me a nice cookie, I'm definitely going to eat it.
And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Mocker.